I'm Kim Masters, host of The Business, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. So, John, quite a story on the LA Times owner, the Tribune Company, in the New York Times yesterday. I mean, an absolutely stunning, devastating story about what goes on at the parent company, and I don't even know what you can or want to say about it.
Listen, everybody at the LA Times read that story.
Well,
and
let me just recap. I don't want to interrupt,
but give me the highlights or the lowlights.
Yeah, I mean, the story is that the upper-level executives have engaged in all sorts of frat boy antics, sexual conduct, consistently failing while lining their pockets with enormous payouts. I mean, it makes the Wall Street stuff just seem like inspiration for them. And I have to say, they have no sense of journalism, and it makes me sad as a journalist, and it makes me sad for LA with a paper like the Los Angeles Times being so important in this community and other communities where Tribune-owned newspapers exist, like Baltimore, and Chicago, of course. It makes me sad with these TV stations that they own and which are major television stations in major markets, and they have absolutely no respect for or understanding of news.
The things that they are accused of doing, and it's inexcusable, actually, you wouldn't accept it even in the best of times in the 1980s on Wall Street. I think what is especially important in this story is that the Tribune, like a lot of media companies, is struggling, and it's struggling under a huge, crushing debt level. The company's
bankruptcy, right?
Mm-hmm. The company's bankruptcy is entering almost its second year now. And somebody talking about the bankruptcy said it's kind of a free-for-all right now. So when you have those kinds of issues, it's really unfortunate that the management cannot focus on the task at hand, which is to behave like professionals and try to run a business. Even under all this turmoil, I think the paper has done well. It's just unfortunate that the $43 million that's planned to go to these executives and performance bonuses this year is not going to the newsroom of this paper, or of other papers, and of television stations and radio stations around the Tribune empire.
And I'll mention that some of the decisions the paper has made lately have also upset some people inside and outside, where there are ads that look like news stories, and these have been, a lot of them have been entertainment ads. One about Alice in Wonderland, one about Universal Studios, which made it look like there was a real story that Universal Studios had been destroyed. I think some people feel that these things look too much like news stories, John.
I think it's a legitimate complaint, and there are a lot of people in the newsroom who find them to be distasteful, and some readers share that sentiment. All I will say is you go on any newspaper website, and the first thing you see on their homepage is an ad, and it may not be for a television or a film show, but it could be for something else. And without those ads, you wouldn't be talking to me, because that's what's keeping the lights on, and that's what's paying my salary and the other reporters who are doing the meaningful work of covering the city of Bell and covering the wars overseas. So yes, it's distasteful to some, but I think it's important that the paper make money so it can keep doing the journalism it needs to do.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Do you think the Los Angeles Times has shown ill effects from its interesting owners? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness, and we will be posting a link to that New York Times story about the Tribune Company.